Okay, in 23b, it says it shall be a statute forever throughout your generations that among the children of Israel, they shall have no inheritance. They did not have an inheritance of a territory. They lived among the other territories. But of all the territories that we have them with a special relationship, it is with the territory and the tribe of Judah. And this becomes stronger and stronger, especially as the northern kingdom falls. It is felt that almost intact, the tribe of Levi migrated to the south to participate and to be faithful to God at his temple in Jerusalem and became assimilated into the tribe of Judah. Okay, now we're going to get into the detail concerning the tribe and their functions. Let's go to Bombing Bar, Numbers chapter 3. And we're going to read chapter 3 and 4. And there is quite a bit of information in here. And at times I'll come back and refer to these chapters, but I'm not planning on reading the passages each time we come back to it. We're going to read it now, and then we'll just make mention of it, and you can put this into your notes. Now, these are the records of Aaron and Moshe when the Lord spoke with Moshe on Mount Sinai. And these are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nadab, the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the anointed priest, whom he consecrated to minister as priest or as Kohanim. Nadab and Abihu had died before the Lord when they offered profane fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. So Eleazar and Ithamar ministered as Kohanim under the oversight of Aaron their father. And the Lord spoke to Moshe, saying, "Bring the tribe of Levi near and present them before Aaron the Kohen, that they may serve him. And they shall attend to his needs and the needs of the whole congregation before the tabernacle meeting to do the work of the tabernacle. Also they shall attend to all the furnishings of the tabernacle meeting and to the needs of the children of Israel to do the work of the tabernacle." The term that you have for work there is avodah, which also means services. "And you shall give the Leviim to Aaron and his sons. They are given entirely to him from among the children of Israel. So you shall appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall attend to your priesthood, to their priesthood. But the outsider who comes near shall be put to death." Then the Lord spoke to Moshe, saying, "Now behold, I myself have taken the Leviim from among the children of Israel instead of every firstborn who opens the womb among the children of Israel. Therefore the Leviim shall be mine." Now, we have basically said that before, that the firstborn of all the tribes belong to him. He substitutes the tribe of Levi, and so the tribe of Levi belongs to the Lord. "Then the Lord spoke to Moshe in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, 'Number the children of Levi by their fathers' houses, by their families. You shall number every male from a month old and above.' So Moshe numbered them according to the word of the Lord as he was commanded. These were the sons of Levi by their names: Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershon by their families: Libni and Shimei. And the sons of Kohath by their families: Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. And the sons of Merari by their families: Mahli and Mushi. These are the families of the Leviim by their fathers' houses. From Gershon came the family of the Libnites, or the Libni in Hebrew, and the family of the Shemites. These are the families of the Gershonites. Those who were numbered according to the number of all the males from a month old and above, of those who were numbered, there were 7,500. The families of the Gershonites were to camp behind the tabernacle westward. So the Gershonites occupied the western side. They will have the children of Rachel, which would be the two tribes of Joseph, as well as Benjamin, camping behind them, to the west of them. The leaders of the father's house of the Gershonites were Eliasaph, the son of Lael. The duties of the children of Gershon in the tabernacle meeting included the tabernacle, the tent with its covering, the screen for the door of the tabernacle of meeting, the screen for the door of the court. Now these would be the veils. The hangings of the court, which are around the tabernacle and the altar, and their cords, according to all the work relating to them. From Kohath came the family of the Amramites, the family of the Izrahites, the family of the Hebronites, and the family of Uzalites. These were the families of the Kohathites. According to the number of all the males from a month old and above, there were 8,600 keeping charge of the sanctuary. The families of the children of Kohath were to camp on the south side of the tabernacle. And the leaders of the fathers' houses of the families of the Kohathites were Elizaphan, the son of Uziel. Their duty included the ark, the Aron Kodesh. The table, which would be the table of the bread of the faces, the lampstand, which is the menorah, the altars, the utensils of the sanctuary with which they ministered, the screen, and all the work relating to them. So they are going to be in charge of the furniture of the tabernacle. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the Kohen, was to be chief over the leaders of the Leviim, with oversight of those who kept charge of the sanctuary. Now write this down. Eleazar is going to be equivalent to an officer later on known as the Segan, S-E-G-A-N, the Segan. He's basically chief of staff of the priest. And being that the priest are over the Leviim, he's chief of staff of the service of ministry. He has the high priest over him, but he is the one that will really call most of the shots. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the Kohen, was to be chief over the leaders of the Leviim, with oversight of those who kept charge of the sanctuary. From Merari came the family of the Mahlites and the family of the Mushites. These were the families of Merari. And those who were numbered according to the number of all the males from a month old and above were 6,200. Which this makes this the smallest of the groups. You had one that was 8,000, that was Kohath. You had one that was 7,000, which was Gershon. And Merari is going to be 6,000 plus. 6,200. The leader of the fathers' houses of the families of Merari was Zuriel, the son of Avihel. These were to camp on the north side of the Mishkan. And the appointed duty of the children of Merari included the boards of the tabernacle, its bars, its pillars, its sockets, its utensils, all the work relating to them. And the pillars of the court all around, with their sockets, their pegs, and the cords. Moreover, those who were to camp before the tabernacle on the east, before the tabernacle meeting, were Moshe, Aaron and his sons, keeping charge of the sanctuary to meet the needs of the children of Israel. But the outsider who came near was to be put to death. All who were numbered at the Leviim, who Moshe and Aaron numbered at the commandment of the Lord by their families, all the males from a month old and above, were 22,000. Now, so the Kohanim are going to, so that's one family of Kohath. That's the family descended from Aaron, as well as Moshe and his family. Okay? Moshe and his family are going to be included in that, even though they are not Kohanim. They're going to camp on the eastern side. Then the Lord said to Moshe, number all the firstborn males of the children of Israel from a month old and above, and take the number of their names, and you shall take the Leviim for me. I am the Lord, instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the livestock of the Leviim, instead of all the firstborn among the livestock of the children of Israel. Okay, write this down. The Leviim did not raise crops. But they did raise livestock. So Moshe numbered all the firstborn among the children of Israel as the Lord commanded him, and all the firstborn males according to the number of the names from a month old and above of those who were numbered of them were 22,273. Then the Lord spoke to Moshe saying, take the Leva'im instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel and the livestock of the Leva'im instead of their livestock. The Leva'im shall be mine. I am the Lord. And for the redemption of the 2,273 of the firstborn of the children of Israel, who are more than the number of the Leva'im, but not much, you shall take 5 shekels for each one individually. So each of the firstborn had to pay 5 shekels into the treasury of the Lord. You shall take them in the currency of the shekel of the sanctuary, the shekel of 20 gerahs. And you shall give the money with which the excess number of them is redeemed to Aaron and his sons. Now that money was to go to the Kohanim. So Moshe took the redemption money from those who were over and above those who were redeemed by the Leva'im. Okay? So in other words, you subtract. You have more firstborn than you have Leva'im. Is that right? Just the opposite. You have more Leva'im than you have firstborn. You subtract the difference between them, and each of those firstborn are going to have to give 5 shekels each, and that money will go to the priest. From the firstborn of the children of Israel, I took the money. Excuse me. 1,365 shekels according to the shekel of the sanctuary. And Moshe gave the redemption money to Aaron and his sons according to the word of the Lord as the Lord commanded Moshe. Then the Lord spoke to Moshe and Aaron saying, take a census of the sons of Kohath from among the children of Levi by their families by their father's house. From 30 years old and above even to 50 years old. All who enter the service to do the work in the tabernacle of meeting. Okay, so this is going to be those that are old enough to serve in the Mishkan, in the tabernacle. This is the service of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle meeting relating to the most holy things. When the camp prepares to journey, Aaron and his sons shall come, and they shall take down the covering veil and cover the Ark of the Testimony with it. By the way, the Leva'im were not allowed to watch this process. Only the Kohanim could see as that was actually done. Then they shall put on it a covering of badger skins. Now, I believe that the word here for badger skins, you might want to write this down. I'm not positive. It's just from memory that I'm doing this. But tachash, it's called tachash, T-A-C-H-A-S-H, tachash. And it is an animal that we're not certain, at least the last research I had seen, they were not certain as to the identity of this animal. They shall put on it a covering of badger skins. So badger skins is just, we're not certain that that's what it would be. And spread over that a cloth entirely of techelet, T-E-C-H-L-E-T, and they shall insert its poles. On the tables of showbread, or on the table of showbread, the shulchan lechem hapanim, they shall spread a cloth of techelet, and put on it the dishes, the pans, the bowls, and the pitchers for pouring, and the showbread, or the lechem hapanim, shall be on it. They shall spread over them a scarlet cloth. The term that you have here for scarlet is shani, S-H-A-N-I. And cover the same with the covering of tachash, the badger skin, supposedly. And they shall insert its poles. And they shall take a cloth of techelet and cover the menorah of the light. You might want to make a note about that. It's called the menorah of the light is a fuller name for it. With its lamps, its wick trimmers, its trays, and all its oil vessels with which they service it. Then they shall put it with all its utensils in a covering of tachash. and put it on a carrying beam. Over, there's no papers tonight. Those would just be older ones. Okay, and we're in Numbers in chapter 4, verse 11. Over the golden altar, which is the Mitzbeach Zahav, the altar of incense, they shall spread a cloth of tachalit and cover it with the covering of tachash, and they shall insert its poles, and they shall take all the utensils of service with which they minister in the sanctuary, put them in a cloth of tachalit, cover them with the covering of tachash, and put them on a carrying beam. And they shall take away the ashes from the altar and spread a cloth of argaman, A-R-G-A-M-A-N, a cloth of argaman over it. They shall put on it all its implements with which they minister there, the fire pans, the forks, the shovels, the basins, and all the utensils of the altar. And they shall spread on it a covering of tachash and insert its poles. And when Aaron and his sons have finished covering the sanctuary and all the furnishings of the sanctuary, when the camp is set to go, then the sons of Kohath shall come to carry them. But they shall not touch any holy thing, lest they die. These are the things in the tabernacle meeting which the sons of Kohath are to carry. The appointed duty of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, is the oil for the light. Okay, now, put this for duties of Segan. S-E-G-A-N. Remember, he is the, basically, the prime minister of the tabernacle. The appointed duty of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the Kohen, is the oil for the light, the sweet incense, the daily grain offering, which is the mincha, the anointing oil, the oversight of all the tabernacle and all that is in it, with the sanctuary and its furnishings. Then the Lord spoke to Moshe and Aaron, saying, do not cut off the tribe of the family of the Kohathites from among the Levi'im. But do this in regard to them, that they may live and not die when they approach the most holy things. Aaron and his sons shall go in and appoint each of them to his service and his task. But they shall not go in to watch while the holy things are being covered, lest they die. Okay, so the family of Kohath cannot watch as the priests are uncovering or covering these particular items. Then the Lord spoke to Moshe, saying, also take a census of the sons of Gershom by their father's house by their families, from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old. You shall number them all who enter to perform the service to do the work in the tabernacle meeting. This is the service of the families of the Gershonites in serving and carrying. They shall carry the curtains of the tabernacle and the tabernacle meeting with its covering, the covering of tachash that is on it. The screen of the door of the tabernacle meeting, the screen for the door of the gate of the court, the hangings of the court which are around the tabernacle and altar, and their cords and all the furnishings for their service and all that is made for these things, so shall they serve. Aaron and his sons shall assign all the service of the sons of the Gershonites, all their task and all their service, and you shall appoint to them all their task as their duty. This is the service of the family of the sons of Gershon in the tabernacle meeting, and their duty shall be under the hand of Ithamar, the sons of Aaron, the priest. So you have a second officer. Okay? Now, we're starting to have a structure that is being given to us. We have, at this point, you have your position of high priest. Which, at this point, is Aaron. Then, you have the priest, who at this point is stated to be over all the tabernacle. Everything concerning the tabernacle. Later on, when we get to the Second Temple period, is where we call him the Sagon. Okay? He possibly was called that all the way back to the Mishkan. We just don't have a record of it. But here, I'm going to put the Sagon, who in this case is fulfilled by Eleazar? Yeah, Eleazar. Then he is over all three of the tribes of Levi. He is over all of them. But then we have another officer. Let me go this way. Which I'm just going to call the second officer. We'll try to give a name to him later on. The second officer, who in this case is going to be fulfilled by Ithamar. And he specifically has a relationship to the tribe of Gershon. Did I get this down right? Yes. Verse 28, this is the service of the families of the sons of Gershon in the tabernacle meeting, and their duties shall be under the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron, the priest. Okay, so they have a direct priestly supervisor over them. Yes, Billy?
You're building an organizational chart here.
Yes.
With the high priest at the head. Then you put the Sagon as his assistant, and he's second in charge.
He's second in charge. The high priest, he is over all of it. But he won't officiate on a day-to-day basis, whereas the Sagon will. He makes sure everything, he's kind of like the foreman under the boss. He makes sure everything runs. And now, it will go on down. So we see at a very early point, there is a structure to the priesthood and a structure of the Leviim, of the Levites. Okay, the duties of the sons of Merari. Verse 29. As for the sons of Merari, you shall number them by their families and their father's house from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old. You shall number them, everyone who enters the service to do the work of the tabernacle meeting, and this is what they must carry as all their service for the tabernacle meeting, the boards of the tabernacle, its bars, its pillars, its sockets, and the pillars around the court, with their sockets, pegs, and cords, with all their furnishings, all their service, and you shall assign to each man by name the items he must carry. This is the service of the families of the sons of Merari, as all their service for the tabernacle meeting under the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron, the priest. Okay, so this tribe, or this family, the family of Merari, are also going to be under the direct supervision of Ithamar. So let me put them.
Would you pronounce that again, that name?
Tell you what, let me check it. Paula, are you open to it? Let me check it in Hebrew. Let me give another spelling for Kohat. Kohat would be spelled in Hebrew K-E-H-A-T-I, Kohati. Gershon would be just as we pronounce it in English, Gershon. And okay, Merari, bear with me just a moment. I'll have it in just a second. Okay, give me a verse that has Miriah. I'm having trouble spotting one here. Okay, it's spelled, I would spell it, if I was transliterating, M apostrophe R A R I. So, Mirari. Mirari. Okay? Mirari. Okay, what verse do we leave off at? In 33. This is the service of the family of the sons of Merari. As all their service for the tabernacle meeting under the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron, the priest. And Moshe, Aaron, and the leaders of the congregation numbered the sons of Kohathi, by their families and by their father's house. From 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old, everyone who entered the service for work in the tabernacle meeting and those who were numbered by their families were 2,750. These were the ones who were numbered of the families of the Kohathi, who might serve in the tabernacle meeting, whom Moshe and Aaron numbered according to the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moshe. And those who were numbered by the sons of Gershon, by their families and by their father's house, from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old, everyone who entered the service for work in the tabernacle meeting, those who were numbered by their families, by their father's houses, were 2,650. These are the ones who were numbered of the families of the sons of Gershon, all who might serve in the tabernacle meeting, whom Moshe and Aaron numbered according to the commandment of the Lord. Those are the families of the sons of Merari, who were numbered by their families for their father's house, from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old, everyone who entered the service for work in the tabernacle meeting, those who were numbered by their families were 3,200. These are the ones who were numbered, all the families of the sons of Merari, whom Moshe and Aaron numbered according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moshe. All who were numbered of the Leviim, whom Moshe, Aaron, and the leaders of Israel numbered by their families and by their father's houses, from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old, everyone who came to do the work of the service, the work of bearing, and the work of bearing burdens in the tabernacle meeting, those who were numbered were 8,580. According to the commandment of the Lord, they were numbered by the hand of Moshe, each according to his service and according to his task. Thus were they numbered by him as the Lord commanded Moshe. Okay, let's talk about a few things. It's one thing when they're out in the wilderness and everybody is all together. But what about when they cross the Jordan River and they're going to be from one end of the country to the other end of the country? And being able to fulfill all the service that would be done on a day-to-day basis. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you first start off in the wilderness, all of Israel's together. And so you've got all these 5,000 to 8,000, whatever you have, you have them all together and they can all pitch in and everybody does the work of service to the Lord. But when you cross the Jordan River and you have them all the way from the tribe of Dan all the way down into the Negev, then everything will change. Secondly, when you go from a portable tent that's to be carried, to be set up, and you have boards and sockets and you have curtains and you have pegs and certain things are going to be charged to one family as opposed to other things to another family. When you move from a tent to a permanent building, everything is going to have to be rearranged. You're going to have a new alignment of responsibilities for things that you no longer have and for things that now you do have. So you're going to have a changing priesthood, a changing tribe of Levi and responsibilities and obligations and so forth.